Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, Christ Heals Those Who Follow Him. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 to 2. Now, when Jesus finished these sayings, he left Galilee and went to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan River. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. I have just read from the New English Translation. Obinna accepted the Lord Jesus and continued to grow in his walk with God. He realized that the goal of God in calling us is that we become like Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 29 says, whom God foreknew he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. So Obinna was committed to becoming like Christ, but he was very aware that there were spiritual ailments that bedeviled him, and this was a problem that followed every member of his family. One of the manifestations of this spiritual ailment was that no member of his family ever excelled in anything good. His elder brothers were thieves, and his younger sister lived in a brothel. As Obinna continued to follow the Lord, he observed that he was now free. He was now able to excel in good things and prosper. His pastor encouraged him to return to school, and he heeded his pastor's advice. 5 years after he accepted Christ, he graduated from a university as the best in his class, with multiple job offers. Through him, salvation and deliverance from generational curses came into his family. As Obinna's focus shifted to becoming more like Christ, the yokes in his life that could not enslave Christ began to break off because he was now becoming more like Christ. The key to spiritual liberty is allowing yourself to become more like Christ daily. This happens as you give yourself daily to prayer and the infusion of God's word. From today's Bible verses, we see that during the Lord's earthly ministry, he healed the people that followed him. If you will follow Jesus today, he will heal you of every physical and spiritual infirmity. Go into today remembering that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed those who followed him then, he will heal you today if you follow him and become his disciple. Say this prayer confession. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I am free from all curses and walk in the blessings of Abraham. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 1 to Job chapter 2. This Bible reading is continuous. What that means is that if, for example, you begin listening to Stream Globe Devotional today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, remember, it's only those that have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior that follow him, and they are the ones that receive his spiritual liberty. If you want to do so, I encourage you to take out some time and pray, repent of your sins, and ask the Lord Jesus to come and become the Lord and ruler of your life. He will accept you, and his spirit will enter your life. I also want to encourage you to continue to listen to this devotional daily because it will help you grow in your walk with God. After you have prayed today, click on the link just before the name of the author of today's devotional. That link will lead you to a web page where you would find resources and materials that will help you grow. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next. Job chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The Book of Job. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking,
"Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts."
This was Job's regular custom. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan,
"Where have you come from?"
Satan answered the Lord,
"From roaming through the earth, going back and forth in it."
Then the Lord said to Satan,
"Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil."
"Does Job fear God for nothing?"
Satan replied.
"Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
The Lord said to Satan,
"Very well then. Everything he has is in your power. But on the man himself, do not lay a finger."
Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said,
"The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you."
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
"The fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you."
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
"The Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you."
While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said,
"Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the 4 corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they're dead, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you."
At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said,
"Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan,
"Where have you come from?"
Satan answered the Lord,
"From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it."
Then the Lord said to Satan,
"Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason.
Skin for skin,
Satan replied.
A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face.
The Lord said to Satan,
very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life.
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him,
are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die.
He replied,
you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?
In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together, by agreement, to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him, because they saw how great his suffering was.
To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.